Life Audio.
Hey friend, Heather Creekmore here. I'm glad you're listening to the Compared to Who show today. Today I continue my conversation with my client, Jonna. Now, Jonna's a biblical counselor. She's a women's ministry leader. She's a pastor's wife. And yet she had this secret struggle with body image issues. Maybe not so secret because she had talked about it with her congregation, with her women before. But God really worked through our time together to show her some specific things about her struggle, to really rescue her from specific lies and like belief patterns she had. I think you're going to really enjoy hearing the specific things that God showed her, from how to see herself in pictures to this reality that she's adopted in Christ and that righteousness comes from him alone, like these concepts that we hear about in church a lot. But wow, when we can make them real, it actually impacts our body image issues. And that's what I want to help you do. That's what I do through coaching. And you'll hear Jonna talk about her coaching experience. But hey, I would love the opportunity to work with you. Now, we are doing this 40-day Lent thing, and that's going to be awesome. If you haven't signed up for that yet, I tell you more about it at the end of this episode. But if you need coaching, if you need someone to just walk with you, to dig into your stuff, to hold your hand as we explore why you are stuck, that's what the Body Image Freedom Framework coaching program is all about. That's what Jonna went through. We spent 12 weeks together. She did the online course. We spent time together every week. Y'all, it really is life-changing, and I'm not saying that because of anything I do. I'm saying that because of the work the Holy Spirit does when you are willing to dig into this program and go deep with him on these issues. So check it out, improvebodyimage.com, or drop me an email, heather@comparedtowho.me, if you have questions. Let's go. Welcome to Compared to Who, the podcast to help you make peace with your body so you can savor God's rest and feel his love. If you're tired of fighting body image the world's way, Compared to Who is the show for you. You've likely heard lots of talk about loving your body, but my goal is different. Striving to fall in love with stretch marks and cellulite is a little silly to me. Instead, I want to encourage you and remind you with the truth of Scripture that you are seen, you are known, and you are loved no matter what your size or shape. Here, the pressure is off. If you're looking for real talk, biblical encouragement, and regular reminders that God loves you and you're not alone, you've come to the right place. I hope you enjoy today's show, and hey, tell a friend about it.
One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And I was really thinking about this just in the last several days. I was like, Lord, I'm not exactly sure. Like, I know I've read in Revelation what it's going to be like with you on your throne and stuff, but to gaze upon your beauty. And all of a sudden I was like, what is that? Hmm. And all of a sudden it hit me. Well, if he says that for me, imperishable beauty is a gentle and quiet spirit, I'm thinking wrong about him. Hmm. The beauty of the Lord is his character, mm-hmm. his love, his grace, his mercy, his peace. And that's the beauty that he wants to give me.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Well, because all other beauty is fleeting.
Yeah. Right?
There is no way to
and
keep
I
it.
I am living proof as all the grace keeps coming in and I can't.
No way.
Can't like, stop you, it anymore.
You don't like no one in their coffin. Like, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. I talk about this in the 40-day body image workbook, but it's like, it is kind of ridiculous that we have the viewings with the open coffin and be like, oh, she looked good. Living for like, you know, right. Like for people when you're dead to stand around your coffin and be like, oh, she looked good. Like, hope not.
For sure. Well, and when you think about, like, you know, at the end of every year, I always think about, well, what are the things that I learned this last year and what are my blessings before I move on? And I realized, I think 2 Decembers ago, as I was heading into this whole process, huh, everything that I think about as far as blessings has to do with people in my life. It has nothing to do with what I look like.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe this isn't as important as I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Well, I think about Rachel, who was part of your group. because I do, and I'll just kind of bring this out. You mentioned the discount. I do offer a great discount, a significant discount for pastors' wives and women's ministry leaders, because I am determined to pour into women who are leading other women. I want to make that attainable, affordable. I want to make that happen because there are so many women in our churches who are struggling with this. And if you're the one in leadership and you're struggling with it and you don't have a way out of your struggle, the women following you are just going to, it's the blind leading the blind, right?
Yeah.
So the women following you are going to be just stuck. Like if your women's ministry revolves around like encouraging weight loss for everyone, that's going to be a dead end. There's only going to go so far. And so you were part of a ministry, wives, ministry leaders, small group in our group coaching program. And Rachel, who was also part of it, I did two episodes with her just a few weeks ago. And Rachel actually, as part of her journaling, talked about how she was seeing everything through the lens of her body. And that's actually where I thought you were going with that statement of like, you know, I look back at my blessings from the year, none of them had to do with my body. And I was thinking for me, it probably would have been like, I would have been thinking of blessings related to my body. Like, well, I was able to, you know, do that workout for 6 months and, you know, tone this part or whatever. I think there's a lot of us that struggle not to see our blessings through that lens.
I think for me, it's not that I'm that godly of a person. It's that I have grandchildren. and when I think about my blessings, I love my daughters and I love their husbands and I adore my grandchildren. Yeah. So when I think about, my husband even says, do I fit in there somewhere? Sometimes I'm like, well, yeah, you're a given, honey. But yeah, no, so it's not that I'm that great of a person, but Rachel, speaking of Rachel, was a wonderful blessing for me. I listened to the podcast that you did with her, and it was me that you were talking about with her. Have a Christmas card that goes out to about 3,000 or 4,000 people see it. And the picture, I'd never liked pictures of myself, but that particular picture that I saw of myself with, of course, I'm not alone. I'm with my husband and my daughters and their husbands and my three grandsons. But all I could see was me, and I was horrified by what I looked like. And I sent it to you, and you were very gracious. But I sent it to Rachel, and Casey was the other woman that we were with. And Rachel wrote back. She said, Jonna, I don't see what you see. I see joy. And I see a family that loves each other. And she said, if you were my pastor's wife, I would be so happy to know that you were showing that kind of love, or something like that. And I was like, so I still don't like the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, number one, instead of, so many things came from that. Instead of looking at my size, I try to look at the look on my face, and I am smiling huge because being with them is the joy of my life. And they're all smiling and they're all happy. So I'm trying to learn to not make me be the first thing I look at when I look at a picture. And also it's teaching me when I look at other people that I look for more in them than their appearance. I look for Jesus in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a huge, turning point, but a huge blessing for me.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the advantages of the groups, right? Because you and I, when you came to me with a picture, I gave you like, okay, we're going to do this very specific exercise to help with like, it's an aspect of body dysmorphic disorder. And it was like, okay, we're going to do this to try to give you a better idea of like what your actual size is.
And you said that, and I was like, body dysmorphic disorder. Who said I had that? You had me trace the picture. So I took tracing paper and traced it. and to see that I wasn't bigger than everybody else. And I showed it to my husband. He's like, "Oh, that was a really good thing for you to do." And I'm so grateful. I've been married to my husband for almost 30 years, and he has never, ever once complained about my weight. Even when I was really, really overweight, after I had my daughter, he has never once said anything about my weight, and he just tells me I'm beautiful. And so I'm very grateful for that. But it didn't matter because I didn't see it. And
Right.
it is not like, "Oh, now I look in the mirror and like, oh, you're beautiful." It's you said, "Look up." And so I hear Natalie Grant singing, "So look up, best is on the way." And turn your eyes upon Jesus. And so that's really the answer. It's not, "Oh, now look at yourself and find a different way to look so you can be happy with who you are," or not with who you are, but with just stop making it all about me is really
Right.
what it is.
Right. Yeah, I read a quote from someone that I really appreciate his ministry. It's a man. He has a ministry called Pray Fit. And he had a quote and it was like, being comfortable in our own skin is way too shallow of a goal for Christians. And I read that and I was like, oh, well, that's kind of what I advertise. But really, that's not what we do in coaching, is it? I mean, it's really not about being comfortable in your own skin. It's really about like what is going on spiritually that makes you like that your number one desire. What's your takeaway from kind of the overall experience of being in the course?
Oh my goodness. Well, I don't know if I could just so there one huge thing, one of the first things you had us do is I thought it was so cool that you put it on a toilet paper roll, but find a picture of your body image idol type of person. And you mentioned in there Jennifer Aniston. Well, I used to love the show Friends, and so I went and I googled Jennifer Aniston pictures, and I did. I mean, I loved her hair. I loved the way I thought she was gorgeous, and whatever. And so I printed up two pictures of Jennifer Aniston. On one side, I printed up the picture of her when she was in her 20s. And on the other side, I printed up a picture of her. She's, I think, a year older than me, of what she looks like now. And even with all the help that she gets, she doesn't even look as good as what she did in her 20s. And I began sobbing as I realized I am trying to live up to an image that is 30 years younger than me. That is ridiculous. I can't. So that was, I think, a huge thing. Another huge thing was you had us do a ruler exercise. And I realized that I was, that when you measure everything, so you had us to do, do you mind that I'm sharing what you had us do? I don't want to take away from your thing. But it was a horizontal ruler, and then take a vertical ruler that's with the Lord and what his ruler is. And his ruler is like, first of all, his ruler is for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So anything below his glory is worth nothing. But because of Jesus, we have the righteousness of Jesus. We've been justified. So then it's everything. With my ruler, it's horizontal. And what my standards mean nothing. So, but also, I have no real top of a ruler. So it's not like I'm better than anybody else, and it's not like I'm worse than anybody else. So that was that I still like think about that ruler a lot.
Awesome. Good.
And then you there was one time that we were meeting where neither Casey or Rachel could meet, and you gave me the option of meeting just the two of us, and I wasn't going to pass that up. So we ended up talking about my childhood and all that stuff, and just the fact that I always felt like I was second best. That I didn't belong anywhere, and even as a Christian, I felt like I didn't belong. And you, just had me, you just ask really good questions. Proverbs 20, verse 5 says, the purpose in a man's heart is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. And you have your questions draw it out really well. And so you asked me at the end, have you ever considered an adoption exercise? And I was like, well, my parents are both alive, you know? But that, so we talked about it a little bit, and the next morning I just started looking up as much scripture I could find on adoption, and I was blown away. I talked to my dad, and I said, you know, I don't want to hurt your feelings or anything, but you're my biological father, but I've been adopted. Legally, I belong to God. And I'm his, and all that it means that you're adopted. And then I was like really praying about it. And I was all of a sudden like, Lord, I've always wondered, in the Old Testament, we have the word, all the capitals for Lord, which the Hebrew word is Yahweh, which is the personal name of God. In the New Testament, we don't have a word for that. Whereas like in the Old Testament, we have the word hesed for his love. And we have agape for in the New Testament for his love, but we don't have a personal name in the New Testament. And as I looked at the scripture, I was like, oh, it's because of Jesus. Because when Galatians 4 says that when Jesus came, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law so that we could be adopted. He couldn't give us the name Father and child until Jesus came. So the Old Testament was him giving us the most personal name he could. And like, my dad's name is Jim, but I don't call my dad Jim because it's not personal enough. I call him Dad. And so in the New Testament, he is now my dad because of Jesus. And that, like, completely, like, all those years of struggling with, I'm not wanted by him. I'm a disappointment to him. It was like he just said, do you see how that was never true? And so it became so much more, which is like, no duh, but still, it became so much more than me having a healthy body image. It became, what's my image of God? And how can I let him set me free so that I can enjoy that relationship with him?
Yeah.
And there was something I told you about, and you said, can you make sure you say this? So I think it ties with this, but I was going through the workbook, and one of the things that we find in all through scripture is that our salvation is through Jesus. So our righteousness is a gift from Jesus. And as I was going through, I don't even remember, I think it was like day 10 of the workbook, but
the 40 day body image workbook, not the workbook that goes with the course.
Yes, the 40 day body image workbook. Yes, I'm still learning. but as I was going through it, I was like, why is it so hard for me to accept that I don't have to earn my righteousness and earn his favor? And I was like, because I don't want to. Because I like getting the credit. It is not glorious to seek one's own glory. But I wanted to be able to have the credit for myself. And to if he is my righteousness and it's his free gift, then he gets all the credit. That was, obviously, that's not where I'm staying. that was an opportunity. I love how he exposes what's in our hearts, not to condemn us, but to rescue us. And I feel like that was another day of, let me rescue you just a little bit more so that you can release this and enjoy that I'm going to love you. And that's going to be enough.
Yeah, I love that. Even pastors' wives, even biblical counselors, even Christian authors and podcasters still need regular rescue. Like, send the lifeboat or the life helicopter or whatever. send it now. So
absolutely. I always joke with people, but I'm kind of serious, that the reason why the Lord had me become a biblical counselor is because he knew I needed to hear it a lot.
Yeah. Although, let me tie that into something else, though. I do believe, and this is one thing I do at kind of the end of our 12 weeks, I believe that your journey just begins kind of after you've worked with me, or maybe after you've gone through the 40-day body image workbook. That's kind of the beginning of your journey, because what really helps us learn best and solidify it is when we share it with others, right? I think that's how, God set up the whole concept of discipleship, right? Like, you get your faith, you learn how to be a Christ follower, and then you share that with others, and you teach others how to be. And so keeping women, especially, like, on track. That sounds so diety, doesn't it? I don't really mean that like that, but really, like, keeping our focus where our focus needs to be, so we aren't distracted by these things of the world, by these, messages telling us that, we will be on track when we lose the weight or whatever. I think really having the opportunity to teach that, to share that with others, not that everyone who goes through my course has to become a teacher of it, but just even the opportunity to just walk through the book with someone and share it with others, it really does make our own journey solidified, and helps us, I think, continue on the right course. So, Jonna, as we kind of wrap up today, is there any, like, last thoughts on anything? Your experience. I think you're glad you did it.
For sure. For sure.
And final thoughts. Anyone considering coaching, maybe, would hear this as the prompting to go ahead and check it out. I don't know.
I think I whatever you think that there's more to know. And not you personally, but the for the people listening. I mean, for you too, but
Absolutely, for me too.
we just said that. But I think that you are a very gifted, you personally, Heather, are a very gifted coach that God has put you in this role because you are able to really ask great questions. You're able to, the information that you give is very biblical. It's life-changing, and you provide it in a way that helps us who need it get to the heart of the matter. I do not regret for one second. In fact, not regret isn't even the right way to say it. I so value that time that I had with you. I'm so grateful for you. I love even like that you, it's not even just our coaching calls that you made yourself available. You would respond to emails and you, it's very clear that you truly care. So I think anybody who's struggling would benefit from spending that time with you and it's not and spending that time with the Lord. I think that's another big part of it is you help us know how to go to the Lord and talk to him about it and spend time with him and you give scripture, you give worship songs, you give podcasts and messages, not just your own podcasts but pastors. You really love Tim Keller. I am now hooked on, I listen to him and his messages almost every day. I'm like, I get up before his new one comes out every day. I get up between 4 and 4:30 and it comes at 5 and I'm like, oh. So I am very grateful. I'm very open, as you can tell. So the women at my church know what I struggle with. They know I send an email out called Hidden Reflections that is all about body image and learning how to honor God with our bodies. And I tell them what I learned from you. And so I just think that the Lord is using you in a great way. And we don't realize, we think that this is just our lives as women. We're just always going to worry about what we look like and stuff. And we don't realize the freedom that we can have. You really do teach us the tools to be able
Amen.
to have that freedom.
Yeah, we can have freedom. I love it. Well, Jonna, thank you so much for being on the show today. And I want to just kind of point out as we wrap up today, so there's a couple options for you if you're thinking about coaching. Okay. So there is the Body Image Freedom Framework, which is my 12-week online course, and there's group coaching that goes with it. The groups are going to start very soon. But I'm also doing something, and Jonna, you don't even know about this yet, so this will be a surprise to you. Maybe you want to join. I am offering a 40-day Lent challenge. So Lent begins Valentine's Day this year. February 14th is the first day of Lent, going through till Easter. And I'm going to challenge you during that 40-day period to do my 40-day body image workbook and to kind of hold us all accountable and encourage us. We're going to meet Tuesday evenings, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific. Sorry, California, Washington State, Pacific Northwest. Sorry. That's hard. But we're going to meet on Zoom. And if we've got a bunch of people, then we'll split into some small groups so you can actually get to know some people. If we have a smaller group, then we'll probably work it a different way. But if you are a former client of mine, it is free. So if you've ever done my coaching, you can come for free. If you are leading a group of women through the 40-day body image workbook, I have a significant discount for you, but I want you to reach out to me first, heather@comparedtowho.me, and find out the discount code for that so you can be a part. And then if you don't fall in either of those categories, this is your chance. Come join us. There's a kickoff and then 6 weeks, and let's walk through this body image workbook together so that you can get started on a freedom journey. And then maybe after that, you'll be like, whoa, I really need coaching too. You can add that on later. Or just ready to jump into coaching now and you want to do the coaching and you want to do the workbook study, you can do it all. So if you have questions, you can reach out to me, heather@comparedtowho.me. Jonna, thank you so much for being on the show today, for sharing your story, for your vulnerability, your authenticity. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I know that your story has blessed women listening today.
Thank you, Heather. You've been such a huge blessing in my life, and I really appreciate you.
Thanks. And thank you for listening today. I hope something today has helped you stop comparing and start living. Bye-bye. The Compare Do Show is proudly part of the Life Audio Podcast Network. For more great Christian content, go to lifeaudio.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.